Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
I'm delighted to be joined by Off The Ball's Phil Egan ahead of the final 2 weeks of the Premier League as both the title and relegation battles heat up. I suppose probably from a neutral perspective, Phil, it's great that we're talking. So we're speaking on the Thursday. It's probably a very good idea now that I suppose we did it on this day because City won last night and it kind of probably would have been more of a relegation focused discussion had they lost. But, you know, they've been on really good form. City coming into, like, not really letting anything up for Arsenal. 3-0 win against Crystal Palace is certainly a statement victory, I suppose, coming into these last 2 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, they had to keep the pressure on Arsenal last weekend, and the last few days was obviously crucial. Like, I felt going into the last three games, once Arsenal got over the West Ham game, they were pretty much home and hosed. And that's how I would still feel, and I wouldn't be as convinced that City are going to win away to Bournemouth, who are in unbelievable form. They haven't lost since January in the league, and that was actually against Arsenal, who they've since beaten at the Emirates. Mm-hmm. And they're just in really good form, that if City are any way off it, Bournemouth will take advantage. You think back to the Everton game where City had 13 minutes where their whole season could have unravelled, because that's when Everton got the three goals. Now, they came back, and who knows, that point against Everton might still be important in the grand scheme of things. But I just feel that Arsenal will take care of business against Burnley, because now if Arsenal win their two games, they can't be caught. Like, the goal difference thing isn't as big a deal. It's only if they were to drop points in one of the games. I can't see it happening against Burnley. I know Burnley gave us a bit of a reminder with their draw last weekend against Aston Villa, but that was Aston Villa coming off the high of the Europa League performance against Nottingham Forest. And, you know, Villa haven't been in as good form, say, as Arsenal have been in recent weeks. So the only thing I think that can stop Arsenal is Crystal Palace. But as we know, beauty for Arsenal is Crystal Palace have one eye on their Conference League final. Saying that, it is going to be Oliver Glasner's last home game as Palace manager. They're not going to roll over, but they're not going to go with a full starting 11, a bit like the game against City where it was a bit of a mixed match. But like anything, the first goal is crucial. If Arsenal score early, it could be a very comfortable afternoon. But look, if you're City, you just have to keep going and hope that there's a slip up.
Yeah, I know you're kind of saying that probably there isn't much worry on City, I suppose, dropping points essentially. But is there something to be taken from the fact that obviously you mentioned Villa obviously looking towards the Europa League chances, and then Bournemouth as well. Both of those teams, I suppose, they're coming up against will be looking to consolidate European football for next season. So there's arguably probably more for them to play for in these fixtures than, say, the likes of obviously Burnley, who are already relegated, and Palace, who are, you know, 14th at the moment on the table, and of course looking at that Conference League final.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think Bournemouth away is a horrible game. And then Villa at home, it's a fixture that City have clinched the title with before when they pipped Liverpool for the title. But Villa will be hoping that they have their Champions League place secure by then. And then obviously that will be off the back of the Europa League finals. So again, I'm not saying Aston Villa, they're definitely not going to roll over against teams. Just don't do that. We saw that between Tottenham and Leeds, where Leeds were already safe, but you know, they put it up to Spurs. I suppose the thing is, with Villa, what kind of starting 11 does he put out? Mm-hmm. It's not that the players out there aren't going to put it in, but they just mightn't be as good as the strongest starting 11. So, and City might be cry foul if Palace don't put out a strong starting 11. But the irony of it all is that the reason Crystal Palace have a European final to look forward to is because they won the FA Cup last season when they beat Manchester City in the finals. So that's these things sometimes come back to bite you.
Looking from an Arsenal perspective, obviously after that win against West Ham, which I suppose was again trouted in controversy for a number of different reasons, but if you're an Arsenal fan and you look at the form you've been on, I mean, you mentioned that Man City game at the Etihad. That's the last time they've lost. Granted, outside of the Fulham game after that, Arsenal haven't been convincing victors in games, but they have been grinding out results, which is probably something that you couldn't say about previous years. Like, are you confident if you're an Arsenal fan going into these last two fixtures, or are you kind of still at the back of your mind thinking, we could really mess this up here?
I think the Burnley game will be fine because it's a home game and that can be an issue. And Burnley are already relegated and they've nothing to play for. But also there's a reason they've been relegated, because they haven't been very good this season. So I wouldn't be worried about that game. It's just a case of get the job done. And the fact that it's their last home game is by Arsenal. And I think what's helped them in this run since the Etihad is all their games have been in London. They haven't had to do any travel. Now, I know these players travel in extreme comfort compared to what we might have to put up with, but they didn't have to go far, and obviously they don't have to go far in the final day. The only concern, right, you obviously, if you're an Arsenal fan, you've scar tissue from previous campaigns, and it's a long time. It's 2004 since Arsenal last won the league title. Mm-hmm. So obviously, you won't believe it till you see it, and that Martin Odegaard is lifting that Premier League trophy above his head. Now, there was a few little moments in that West Ham game last weekend where Ben White goes off injured, and he's obviously since been ruled out. And Arteta has a choice to make, and he goes with Tubamendi to bring him on, and he puts Declan Rice to right back. And it wasn't a good decision. Now, the beauty of five substitutes is he was able to correct that decision later in the game, and Tubamendi, the sub, gets subbed off, which is never a nice feeling as a player. Mm-hmm. But there was a few moments in that game where I thought, like, he needs to think a bit clearer. So, look, I think with the Palace game, I've covered Crystal Palace quite a lot this season. They can be quite a tricky team to break down. So if Arsenal don't get an early goal, I can see how the afternoon goes. Just the tension. Say, for example, 15 minutes gone, it's still nil all, but news breaks that City are after going 1-0 up in Villa. Then that gets into the crowd. The Arsenal fans start thinking, oh my God. And then the clock just moves quicker, where all of a sudden 15 minutes goes to half an hour, you haven't got your goal. And then you could go in at half time and you still haven't got your goal, and you're under pressure where you're thinking, as things stand, you know, we're not going to win the league. Mm-hmm. But look, there is things that can play out, but I suppose I think the key game, the two key games for me after the Etihad, when City beat Arsenal and we knew like they were going to be neck and neck, and if they both won all their games, they'd still be level on points. But the two key games for me were the Everton away game for City and the Bournemouth away game. They dropped points against Everton, and as I said, I don't know how confident I would be if City winning against Bournemouth.
It's obviously taken up a lot of the headlines, the title race, but on the other end of the scale, there's a fierce relegation battle going on between Spurs and West Ham, which are two clubs that, realistically, it's funny to kind of think about maybe one of them going down, but for the clubs and, I suppose, the stature of them, it probably doesn't spell any good signs for sort of rejigging the way they do things. Because how do you, I suppose, look at this relegation battle between the two of them? Because arguably two very big stadiums, they're going to be really financially hit if either of them go down. Like, what's the perspective on this that you have kind of going into these last two games if you're either club?
Well, it's amazing it's come to this, because I think of Tottenham, like last season, now they pretty much sacrificed their second half of their Premier League season to focus on the Europa League, and they got over the line. But the fact that they finished 17th, maybe shouldn't it be surprised that they've continued this form? They had a decent start under Thomas Frank to when they won their first game of the season. Then they won away to Manchester City, and everyone was thinking, okay, this is going pretty well, but that's about as good as it got. And the Igor Tudor thing didn't work at all. Now, De Zerbi has come in, and there's a coach that I really like. Mm-hmm. If they go down, it's not because of him. The damage was done beforehand. But I think, just looking the other night, they're still fragile in terms of confidence, but they're missing so many players. And just to get James Maddison back on the pitch was a big plus for them. And you just think about the games coming up. Like Chelsea away. Chelsea will do everything they can to make sure Spurs don't win that game. We saw it back in 2016 when Chelsea had a dreadful defence of their Premier League title. They were 2-0 down to Tottenham. We were obviously in a title race with Leicester. They came back at Stamford Bridge to get a 2-2 draw. It was a fiery affair. These clubs don't like each other. Mm-hmm. Chelsea are looking at that game thinking, we want to bury Spurs while we can. Now, by the time that game kicks off between Chelsea and Spurs. Spurs could be back in the relegation zone. Depends what happens between Newcastle and West Ham on Sunday, where West Ham, though, a win away to Newcastle moves them out of the bottom three. The thing about that performance last week from West Ham, you know, it was gritty, it was full of fight, there's chances. I think back to that Fernandez chance at nil all, where I just wonder why did he take another touch, and it just narrowed the angle against David Raya. Still an exceptional save, and Raya has had an exceptional season for Arsenal, but that was at nil all. Obviously, the goal, all the controversy around it, I think they got the right decision. I think Raya's hand was grabbed. There was a jersey pulled in there as well, which many people aren't talking about. So it was unlucky in terms of West Ham. They had chances in the game. They need to bring a performance to Newcastle. They lost their last away game against Brentford 3-0, but actually, I think 3-0 was very harsh on them. They hit the woodwork three times in that match. Newcastle aren't exactly in great form at the moment. They drew 1-1 away to Forest, but actually there's a bit of tension when they play at Newcastle in front of their home fans. So West Ham have to feed off on that. I can remember, you know, Espirito Santo being in charge of Forest on St. Stephen's Day, masterminded a great win away to Newcastle when Chris Wood scored a hat-trick from Nottingham Forest that day. So he has the blueprint of what it takes to win away to Newcastle. The big question is, can they take the chances if they get them? And then if they do, all the pressure is on Spurs going into that game at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea could be FA Cup champions. Even if Chelsea were to lose the FA Cup final, they will be up for that game on at Stamford Bridge against Spurs. I said they want to do all they can to bury one of their rivals. There's no love lost there. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, you go into the final round of games. Spurs have a really tricky one against Everton, we don't know. Like, they might still be playing for European football, but even if they're not, they're just a tough nut to crack, Everton. They're not one of those teams that will just turn up and just go through the motions in the final day. David Moyes doesn't do that. There's also the added fact as well that David Moyes is a former West Ham manager. He did so well there. He won a Conference League and wanted him out of the club, really, because he thought, yeah, fair play to you, but we want to play a different way, and look how it's worked out for them. Here they are in the relegation scrap. And then in terms of West Ham have Leeds in the final day. Leeds are already safe. So, whatever about the pressure of Premier League title race, the pressure in a relegation battle, like the money it's worth. You think back to the other night when it's confirmed that Hull are playing Southampton in the Championship player final. The game is known as the richest game in football. There's a reason, because that's where the money is, the Premier League. So, for either of these clubs to drop out of the Premier League would be massive. If Spurs do stay up, though, I actually would envisage a decent season next season. No European football, and De Zerbi would be able to bring in more players. He'd have players back from injury. I think actually they could have an all right season next season.
I suppose on the other end of it, I suppose maybe it's a bit difficult to talk about now, but if either of those clubs go down, and one of them will go down, like, do they bounce straight back to the Premier League the following season?
It's hard to know. I'd have more confidence in Spurs getting back up than West Ham, but I suppose if you're one of the other Premier League clubs, you are keeping a close eye on this, because if the teams go down, then you look at the players that you could attract to your club where they go down, and obviously they all have certain clauses to protect against relegation. But yeah, you would think that several of those players would be high in demand, even though, you know, you look at certain players where you think, do I want somebody that's just been relegated? But I've seen it before. For example, Liverpool signed Andy Robertson from Hull after they'd just been relegated, and he turned out all right. They signed Gini Wijnaldum from Newcastle after they had just been relegated. So there is often great value to sign players that have been relegated. You get them a bit cheaper.
Yeah. I suppose finally, I mean, it's difficult to call, but if I had to put you on the spot, who do you think are going to be champions, and who do you see going down with Burnley and Wolves?
I think Arsenal win the league. I would say that with a lot more confidence than who I think is going to get relegated.
Mm-hmm.
I think it all comes down, like, that West Ham game away to Newcastle. I didn't think Spurs would win away to Villa, but I don't really see Spurs winning away to Chelsea. So I think if West Ham beat Newcastle, I think they stay up.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't and they go into the relegation zone and into the final day in the relegation zone, I don't know if they get out of it.
Yeah.
So I would say like a lot more confidence in Arsenal, and then at the moment I'd be leaning towards Spurs, but that's so tight. Like I think that's like there's a reason you're down at the bottom end. You're not winning many games. Now draws sometimes aren't even good enough at this time of the season, but Spurs do have a better goal difference, which could prove to be the difference.
Could be a historic season for North London if Arsenal win the league, they're in a Champions League final, and on the other side Spurs get relegated into the Championship, really, couldn't it?
A dream season. If you were an Arsenal fan and someone told you you're going to win the league, the Champions League, and Spurs get relegated, you would think, like, where has this gene, like, who rubbed the lamp? Because that would just be an unbelievable season for Arsenal. And you think of all the years Arsenal, like, they've been the banter club where people, oh, they're too soft. And now, even when they're winning and they're hard to beat, people say, oh, I don't like the way they play. Well, Arsenal fans are, as I said to you the last time I was on, like, they're a few games away from the best season of all time for them.
Yeah, plenty of drama, plenty of excitement for the last 2 weeks. It's definitely going to be one that I think everyone, even if they're not majorly into the Premier League, will be keeping an eye on just to see how it all unfolds. Phil Egan, thank you so much for joining me as always. It's been an absolute pleasure.
No problem at all, Adrian.